我们感谢主，晚上就让我们可以一同聚在他的跟前。
We thank the Lord that this evening we can gather together before Him.
我想开头的时候，请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
In the beginning, let's read some God's words.
我们请弟兄姊妹打开提摩太后书。
Please turn to the Second Timothy.
提摩太后书第四章
，Chapter 4。
我们先从第六节读到第八节。
We're going to first read from verse 6 to verse 8.
我现在被交奠，我离世的时候到了。那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。从此以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought a good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith. In the future there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
《使徒行传》第九章
Acts chapter 9
第三节到第五节
From verse 3 to verse 5
扫罗行路将到大马士，忽然从天上发光，四面照着他，他就扑倒在地，听见有声音对他说，扫罗扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？他说，主啊，你是谁？主说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣，起来进城去，你所当做的事必有人告诉你，同行的人站在那里说不出话来，听见声音却看不见人。扫罗从地上起来，睁开眼睛竟不能看见什么，有人拉他的手领他进了大马色。
As he was traveling, it happened that he was approaching Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him, and he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, Who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But get up and enter the city. It will be told you what you must do.The man who traveled with him stood speechless, hearing the voice, but seeing no one. Saul got up from the ground, and though his eyes were open, he could see nothing. And leading him by the hand, they brought him into Damascus.
第十七节到二十二节
Verse 17 to verse 22.
亚拿尼亚就去了，进入那家，把手按在扫罗身上，说。兄弟扫罗，在你来的路上向你显现的主就是耶稣打发我来叫你能看见，又被圣灵充满。扫罗的眼睛上好像有灵一颗掉下来，他就能看见，于是起来受了洗，吃过饭就见状。扫罗和大马色的门徒同住了些日子，就在各会堂里宣传耶稣，说他是神的儿子，凡听见的人都惊奇说，在耶路撒冷残害求告这名的不是这人吗？并且他到这里来，特要捆绑他们带到祭司那里。但扫罗越发有能力拨倒住大马色的犹太人，证明耶稣是基督。
Verse 17. So Ananias departed and entered the house.And after laying his hand on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the way by which you were coming, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately there fell from his eyes something like a scales, and he regained his sight. And he got up and was baptized, and he took food and was strengthened. Now for 7 days he was with the disciples who were at Damascus.And immediately he began to proclaim Jesus in the synagogue, saying, He is the Son of God. And those hearing him continued to be amazed, and were saying, Is this not the one he who in Jerusalem destroyed those who call on his name, and who had come here to the purpose of bringing them bound before the chief priests. But Saul kept increasing in strength and confounding the Jews who lived at Damascus by proving that this Jesus is the Christ.
以弗所书第三章
Ephesians chapter 3
我们先读第一节到第五节。
We're going to first read from verse 1 to verse 5。
因此我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的，替你们祈祷，酿必你们曾听见神赐恩给我，将关切你们的职分托付我，用启示使我知道福音的奥秘，正如我以前略略写过的，你们念了就能晓得我深知基督的奥秘。这奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道，像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知一样。
Verse 1 For this reason I Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles, if indeed you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace which was given to me for you, that by revelation there was made known to me the mystery, as I wrote it before in brief. By referring to this, when you read, you can understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which in other generations was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and the prophets in the Spirit.
第八节到第十一节
Verse 8 to verse 11
我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他赐我的恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人，又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。我要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧，这是照神从万世以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
Verse 8 To me, the very least of all saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unfathomable riches of Christ and to bring to light what is the administration of the mystery which for ages has been hidden in God who created all things, so that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose which he carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord.
我们都知道这一次特会的主题是这就是神的工作。
We know that the theme for this conference is this is the work of God.
我们感谢神今天早晨主借着我们年长的弟兄已经把这个主题做了一个很清楚的解释。
We thank the Lord through our elderly brothers this morning has given a very clear explanation about this thing.
在约翰福音第六章里面
In a gospel according to John chapter 6
主告诉我们说
The Lord tells us
信神所差来的就是做成他的工
Believing in him whom he sent is the work of God.
我想这句话里面所包含的那个原则
I believe the principle included in this statement
在初期的教会中
In the early churches
在众使徒当中
Among the apostles
我们想保罗是一个非常好的榜样
I think that Paul is a very good example
他是按照主耶稣基督所说这个原则而有的一个侍奉的一个好榜样。
And he was a good example in terms of a ministry according to the principles stated by the Lord Jesus.
并且呢是一个标准的榜样。
And he is a standard example.
我们这一次的特会里面
In this conference,
我所陈述的这个托付呢
the entrustment I have received,
就是要交通所信的道守住了。
And it's to fellowship I have kept the faith.
我们都知道这是使徒保罗的经历。
We all know that it is the Paul's experience.
使徒保罗在他侍奉最后的一段日子写信给提摩太。
In Paul, in his latter years in his ministry, he wrote this letter to Timothy.
在这卷书的里面
In this book,
他不仅是鼓励提摩太，不仅是提醒提摩太。
Not only did he encourage Timothy to remind Timothy，
在这卷书的里面
，also in this book，
他也讲到了他人生的一个结局。
He also mentioned that the end of his life，
也是保罗一生侍奉主的终结。
And that is the finish point of his ministry。
那里他有几个重要的宣告。
And there are several important declarations。
他说呢，美好的仗已经打过了。
He said I have fought a good fight。
当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
I have finished the course。
所信的道我已经守住了。
I have kept the faith。
他说从此之后。
And it is a,
有公义的冠冕为我存留。
Yes, later for me the crown of righteousness.
这是按照了公义审判的主在那日要给我的。
Which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day.
保罗知道自己将来的结局。
Paul knew his future end.
那么这个结局是一个得胜的结局。
And that end was a victorious end.
是一个荣耀的结局。
And a glorious one.
这是叫我们里面是何等羡慕的事。
And we admire such an end so much.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道我们每一个人都有结局。
Brother and sister, we know that each one of us has an end.
这个结局非常的重要。
And this end is very important.
在圣经的里面记载着很多的人物。
And there are many characters recorded in the Bible.
我们可以看见有的人物呢，他们的结局是很悲惨的。
And some of them, their ends are very tragedy.
你像犹大。
Just like a Jew.
三年半跟随主耶稣基督。
And he followed the Lord for 3.5 years.
最后把主耶稣基督卖了。
And in the end, he sold the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们都知道他得到一个非常悲惨的结局。
And he got a very miserable end.
当然在圣经里面也给我们看见有很多人他们都有非常美好的结局。
And yet there are many churches in the Bible had a very good end.
但是一个人能知道自己将来的结局是美好的很少。
And yet it is very few for a person to know his end in
在旧约圣经里面。
And in the Old Testament time,
我们晓得只有一个人物。
There was only one person.
他知道自己将来的结局是美好的。
Who knew his future end was good.
那个就是以诺。
And that was Enoch.
在这个希伯来书里面就告诉我们。
In the book of Hebrews, it tells us.
以诺在被接续之前，他已经得过神喜悦他的名证。
And before Enoch was taken up, he already received the witness that he was pleasing to God.
他知道他要去见主了。
And he knew that he was about to meet the Lord.
但是呢，他可以欢欢喜喜的去见主。
And yet he was able to meet the Lord with joy.
他一个确定的把握。
And he had this assurance.
他的结局是美好的。
And his end was good.
那么在新约圣经里面
，In the New Testament time，
也是只有一个人物。
And there is only one person，
就是使徒保罗。
And that is Apostle Paul。
使徒保罗告诉我们
，And Apostle Paul tells us，
他说美好的仗我打过了。
He said I have fought a good fight，
当跑的路我跑尽了。
I have finished my course，
所信的道守住了。
And I have kept my faith，
从此之后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
And there is a label for me the crown of righteousness。
他能知道自己将来的结局是美好的。
And he knew that his end the future was good。
弟兄姊妹们，我们每一个人将来都有一个结局。
And in the future, each one of us has an end.
这个结局是非常重要的。
And this end is very important.
今天我们不能像以诺，也不敢像保罗一样说我们的将来的结局是怎样美好。
And we probably cannot say like Enoch or Paul, our end in the future is very good.
但是至少我们要注意我们自己的结局。
And yet we need to pay attention to our end.
我们要羡慕能够将来有个好的结局。
We should admire to have a good end in the future.
我们要追求将来能够有个好的结局。
We should pursue so that we could have a good end in the future.
使徒保罗所以用他自己人生的结局来鼓励提摩太。
So Paul used his own end of his life to encourage Timothy.
其实也是鼓励所有的圣徒。
And actually, it is also encouragement to all the saints.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
今天早晨我们年长的弟兄用很沉重的语气告诉我们
，And our in this morning, our elderly brother used a very heavy word to mention.
我们将来都要见主的。
In the future, we all going to see the Lord.
我们能在主的跟前得着主的称许吗
？Can we have his approval in the future.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
希伯来书的作者也告诉我们
the author of Hebrews tells us,
有很多帮助我们侍奉我们的人
and there are many people who have helped us in the ministry.
我们不仅要这个效法他们的行为
not only we,
信心、啊、
we need to imitate their faith,
我们并且要留意他们为人的结局
but we also need to pay attention to the end of their conduct.
我也是为了留意他们为人的结局
why do we have to pay attention to the end of their conduct?
就是提醒你叫你注意你自己的结局
that is a reminder that we need to pay attention to our own end.
弟兄姊妹们
and brothers and sisters,
我们实在求主给我们恩典
May the Lord truly give us grace.
但愿这一次主把足够的光赐给我们所有亲爱的弟兄和姊妹
Pray that the Lord will give us enough light to all brothers and sisters.
特别是侍奉的事上
especially concerning the matter of a ministry.
愿主救我们脱离自己的愚昧
May the Lord deliver us from all our
sins. 脱离我们的固执
our stubbornness.
脱离我们自以为是的情形
and the condition that we consider ourselves right.
叫我们回到他话语的光中
so that we can return to the light of His word.
让我们能修正自己所有的光景
so that we can correct all our conditions.
让我们每个弟兄姊妹都能有一个美好的结局
And I hope that all brothers and sisters could have a good end.
是我们从圣经的许多的人物身上可以看见。
And that's what we can see through all the churches in the Bible.
啊，有的人开头很好，但是后来结局不好。
And some people who have a very good beginning, and yet the end was not good.
你像在提摩太后书里面，保罗提到他的同工底马。
And just like Demas mentioned in the Second Timothy.
保罗这个时候正处在一个非常艰难的时候。
At that time, Paul was in a very difficult situation.
他的同工底马居然是爱世界去了。
And yet his co-worker Demas loved the world.
跑到帖撒罗尼迦去了。
And went to Thessalonica.
这实在叫保罗非常的痛心。
And that grieved Paul very much.
我们知道底马曾经跟保罗在一起有过相当好的一段服侍的情形。
We knew that Dima has a very good working together with Paul.
到末了，他居然去爱世界。
But in the end, he turned to love the world.
那我们看见有的保罗同工开头不太好，但是越来越好。
And yet, for some of Paul's co-workers, they didn't have a very good beginning, and yet they continue to improve.
你像那个马可
and just like a Mark,
开头一段时间呢是不大好
and in the beginning he was not that good.
但是呢，后来得到巴拿巴的帮助，越来越好
and yet he was got the help of Barnabas, and he has become better and better.
但到保罗到最后这段时间的时候呢，你看。马可在保罗的心中也变成一个非常重要的同工。
So in the latter years of Paul, then Mark has become a very important co-worker to Paul.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
今天主宽容我们
，The Lord has forbeared us.
我们还有机会在我们的眼前
，We still have opportunity right in front of us.
我们要求主怜悯我们
，We ask the Lord to have mercy on us.
每一个弟兄姊妹都应当注意自己将来的结局。
So all of us should pay attention to our future end.
如果今天我们的侍奉呢觉得很得意
，So if we feel we are doing very well in our service,
结果最后到主跟前是被主责备
，And yet if we come before the Lord in the end, we are chastised by Him.
是没有价值的
，And there is no value at all.
那我们今天做这些有什么意义呢
？And so what's the meaning that we are doing all this?
所以求主怜悯我们
，So may the Lord have mercy.
今天就给我们恩典
，Even today He will give us.
今天就救赎我们
，Today He will save us.
让我们脱离所有一切不讨主喜悦的光景
，So that we can be delivered from all the conditions that are not pleasing to the Lord.
能够回到主的心意的里面
，So that we can return to His will.
保罗告诉我们
，Paul tells us.
这个神所按照公义审判所要给他的一个冠冕
This is the crown of righteousness that will be according to the righteous judge.
是神要赐给所有爱慕他显现的人
And that is also given to all who love his appearing.
今天如果我们的心渴望主快回来
If today is our heart to desire his
我们爱慕他的显现
We do love his appearing.
我们就会非常注意自己人生的结局
Then we will pay great attention to our own end.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
请我们记得这个冠冕是公义的冠冕。
Please remember that this crown is a crown of righteousness。
它不是一个喜乐的冠冕
，It is not a crown of joy。
不是讲到荣耀的冠冕
，It is not a crown of glory。
是讲到公义的冠冕
，It is a crown of righteousness。
因为这是按照神的公义的审判而有这个结果。
Because that is based on the Lord's righteous judgment。
所以我们求主施恩怜悯我们。
So may the Lord have a mercy and a grace upon us.
那么弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
保罗在他侍奉的晚年
，in his latter years of Paul's ministry，
他这里讲了三件事情。
He mentioned three things here.
那么，美好的仗打过了
，I've fought a good fight.
啊，刚跑的路跑尽了
，I've finished the course.
请我们记得最后一件事情，就是所信的道守住了。
Please remember the last thing.Is I have a kept the faith.
啊，保罗在这里提醒我们。
And Paul reminds us here.
我们基督徒在地上。
As for Christians, when we are on earth,
我们有所当守的。
And we have something to keep.
因为神有托付。
Because there is an entrustment from God.
所以我们就应当守。
So we need to keep it.
那么我们守什么东西才有价值呢
？So what shall we keep so that it is valuable?
我们守什么才是对的呢
？So what is to keep so that it is right?
今天你看看地上的众教会
，So if you look at the church of
earth, 看看许多的圣徒
，And if you look at the saints,
看看今天整个基督教的光景
，And look at the condition in the Christianity,
很多基督徒都在守啊
，And many Christians are keeping something.
那么有的人守的什么东西呢
？And what they are keeping?
守他的传统。
And to keep their tradition.
我们知道使徒保罗本来是犹太教这个守传统最有力的一个人。
We know Paul was a very powerful tradition keeper in Judaism.
他把犹太教看得比一切都重要。
He esteemed Judaism higher than anything else.
就像今天很多基督徒一样
Just like many Christians today
我们很多人守所谓基督教的传统
And a lot of Christians are trying to keep the Christian tradition
他们为了严格守这个东西甚至可以舍命
And in order to keep them they are willing to sacrifice their lives
那么也有的人在守一些习惯
And some of them are to keep some habits
我们基督徒中间有各式各样不同的习惯
And among Christians there are many different kinds of habits
啊，有的个人习惯有的聚会的习惯他们把它看得非常重要
And some of them are habits for individuals some of the habits are for the corporate body
那么也有人守工作
And someThen they will try to keep the work
工作的做法
The way of doing work
工作的组织
And the organization of the work
他们严守住这些东西
They try to do their best to keep them
那么也有人守所谓的形式
And some try to keep the form
守所谓的立场
And some kind of ground
哎呀弟兄姊妹们你看见今天在基督徒中间形形色色个人都有自己所守的东西
So among Christians, you can see there's all kinds of, very kinds of teachings. Everybody try to keep something.
啊，也有人守所谓的这些理论。
And some try to keep some kind of theory.
神学上有很多的论调。
And there's many theories in theology.
啊，这个论那个论，他一大堆的论。
And there's many theories at this kind and that kind.
啊，每个人有的守这个论，守那个论。
And some try to keep this theory, and some try to keep the
other. 那么也有人守所谓的道理。
And some try to keep some instructions.
弟兄姊妹们。
And the brothers and sisters.
这些东西。
And these things.
有的不一定是坏。
And not all bad.
但是呢，是错误的。
But they are mistakes.
你看保罗守什么东西。
And we, you have to see that what Paul was keeping.
保罗在最后他告诉我们是。所信的道守住了。
He said that I have kept the faith.
在圣经的里面
，in the Bible，
这句话呢，有的时候给我们带来一点点的困惑，都不太容易了解。
And sometimes we are confused and not quite understand this statement.
保罗说：“所信的道我守住了。”
Paul says that I have kept the faith.
所以我们很多人都领会成以为是一个道理，一个说法。
And so some of us may understand this that this is some kind of instructions or some kind of saying.
其实在原文的里面呢，我们知道那个道那个字就是信心这个字。
We know in the original language, it is the faith.
不过呢，翻译圣经的人呢
，and for the translator,
觉得保罗在这里所说的信心呢，跟我们的一般呢那个零碎的信心啊是不太一样。
And then the translators feel that the faith mentioned here by Paul is different from the fragmented faith we have been mentioning all the time.
那就是说跟我们的生活上呢，某一些事情所运用的信心还不一样。
And this faith is different from the faith we exercise in our daily living.
所以呢，中文圣经里面呢，把它换成真道。
So in the Chinese translation, it is a true introduction, true word.
那么，因为呢。 翻译圣经的人知道保罗在这里所说的这个信心里面包含的意义是非常的大。And
because the translator knew that what the faith mentioned by Paul encompasses many meanings.
所以也有弟兄们告诉我们，这个字呢，最好的能把它翻成信仰，是保罗守住他的信仰。And
some brothers mentioned that probably a better translation would be Paul's belief.
那么也可以简单的说呢，就是保罗守住了他所信的。
And simply put, we may say that Paul has kept what he believed.
那么保罗到底所守住的、所信的是什么呢？
So what did Paul believe?
我们知道保罗所守的是在信心中所神所启示出来的那一位。
And what Paul believed that is through faith what the Lord has revealed, the one the Lord, God has revealed.
就是那一位永存的那一位,
and that person, that living one,
就是基督,
and that is Christ.
所以保罗不是守住这些外面这些事物,
so what Paul was keeping was not our matters.
保罗所守住的是神心意中间的那一位,
and what Paul kept was the one in the heart of God.
当然，圣经中啊讲到这个用真理这个字，真道这个字的时候呢
，So in the Bible, when the word the faith is mentioned,
我们也可以领会，因为当初翻圣经的人讲，保罗这个信心是代表着全部的真理。
And we can also understand this way, the faith here includes all truth.
或者说呢？ 所信的呢，就是神对基督那个完全的启示。
Or what he believed in was the complete revelation concerning Christ.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹们，我们能够抓住这个字的意思。
So I hope, brother and sister, you can grab hold of the meaning of this word.
保罗在这里所持守的不是一些外面的事物。
So what Paul was achieving here is not some outward matters.
保罗所守住的乃是那一位活着的那一位。
And what he was keeping was the one, the living one.
那么弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们今天守的是什么东西呢?
So what are we keeping?
所以将来, 我们的结局好不好, 能不能得做公义的冠冕, 就看今天你到底在守什么东西。
So whether we could have a good end, whether we can have this crown of righteousness, it all depends on what you are keeping today.
所以我们要懂得保罗是守住的这个真道。
So we have to understand that Paul has kept the faith.
这个信仰,
and his belief.
这个里面说的内容是包括着保罗所写的十三封书信在里面。
And the content of the faith includes all 13 epistles of Paul wrote.
这是他对基督一个完全的认识。
It's a complete understanding of Paul concerning Christ.
这个呢，不是光对神的作为局部的一点看见。
It is not just a partial seeing concerning the work of God.
是完全的一个看见。
It is a complete seeing.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在同一个世纪里面。
In the first century.
神就是保罗作为一个榜样。
God gave Paul as an example.
那么他来说明今天他要圣徒们所守的到底是什么东西。
And he is to explain what he wants the saints to keep.
我们的确把保罗一生的故事读过之后,
if we read through the Paul's life,
我们能清楚地看见他拥有对主耶稣基督最完整的认识。
We can see that he has this complete understanding of our Lord Jesus Christ.
神把重大的启示摆在使徒保罗的身上。
And God put this great revelation on Paul.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
今天我们在主面前所要守的,
And today, well, as we are to teach before the Lord,
应该是使徒保罗所有的完全的启示。
And it should be the complete revelation of Paul.
当然，我们知道保罗这个信心是从大马士的路上开始。
Of course, we know that at the beginning of Paul's faith started from Damascus.
本来保罗是一个极端的，一个反对者。
And Paul was an extreme opposer.
并且是成为基督徒的一个逼迫者。
And he was a persecutor of Christians.
那么他拿着大祭司的文书追杀基督徒。
And he has a letter of the high priest that tried to persecute, tried to kill Christians.
没想到在大马士的路上主向他显现。
And out of expectation, on his way to Damascus, the Lord revealed to him.
那么主在那里彻底改变了这个保罗。
And the Lord completely changed Paul.
那么弟兄姊妹，我们要注意一件是什么呢
？And brothers and sisters, one thing we need to pay attention to.
就是大马士路上的异象。
Is the vision on his way to Damascus.
神给他的这个异象是一个完整的异象。
And that vision was a complete vision.
但是呢，我们晓得在大马士路上。只是一个开端。
And yet we know that the vision on the way to Damascus was just a beginning.
神给他的意象是完全的。
The vision given from God was complete.
但是就是保罗个人的经历和认识上来讲。
And yet from a Paul's perspective, from his experiences, and
那只是一个开端而已。
And that was just a beginning.
以后我们看见他在侍奉上，在跟随主的路上。
And we can see later on as he served the Lord and followed the Lord.
不断的启示他。
The Lord continued to reveal to him.
意象的内容就不断的被释放出来。
And the content of the vision was continued to be released.
所以我们看他的十三封书信。
So if we look at his 13 epistles,
他是一直在进步的。
He continued to improve.
并且越来越丰富的。
And it became more and more abundant.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们
，The brothers
在大马士路上所给的意象。
And for the vision given on the way to Damascus,
其实所给的是完全的。
And that was once for all, it was complete.
但是在认识和经历上还要继续的往前。
And yet in knowledge and experience, he has to continue to progress.
这就像他写的哥罗西书第一章里面话一样。
And just like what he wrote in Colossians chapter 1.
他说对基督徒的经历来讲，我们要满心知道神的旨意。
And just like he said that concerning Christians experience, in the beginning you need to know the Lord.
然后呢，在你的生活中就渐渐的所知道他。
And then in your life, then you will gradually know him.
所以这里所包括的一个原则就是神让我们一次得到，渐渐达到。
And so the principle here is you're going to gain it once for all, and yet you attend to it gradually.
所以在保罗的身上也是这样。
And it is also true in the life of Paul.
保罗在大马士的路上，神是一直把这个意象给了他。
God gave the vision once for all to Paul on his way to Damascus.
就是保罗的认识和经历上面来讲，还没有达到那么丰富。
And yet in Paul's experience and knowledge, he was not yet rich.
所以我们从使徒行传里面可以看见。
So in the book of Acts, we can see this.
那么开头的时候呢，他认识了耶稣基督是神的儿子。
So in the beginning, he came to know that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
我们知道这对保罗来讲是已经是一个相当不容易的转变。
We know that it was already a very not very easy change in Paul.
对保罗这么样一个坚强犹太教背景的一个人。
And for Paul, who has a very strong Judaism background,
他深知旧约圣经里面对弥赛亚的启示。
And knew the revelations that concerning the Messiah.
他又在犹太教中受到了那么坚强的一个教育。
And he received a very strong education in Judaism.
而做了一个非常坚强的一个法利赛人。
And he became a very strong Pharisee.
像有这样背景的人。
And for a person with such a background,
要相信从拉撒勒出来的那个木匠的儿子就是基督很困难。
It is very difficult for him to believe that the carpenter from Nazareth is Jesus Christ, is Son of God.
我们说就着肉身的年龄来讲。
And from his physical age,
那么主耶稣只不过比他大几岁而已。
And the Lord Jesus Christ was only a few years older than him.
你看这么聪明的一个保罗。
You can see that Paul, who was such an
intelligent, 这么骄傲的一个保罗。
And such a proud person.
他要 接受一个比他大几岁的人是从乡下出来的，并且是木匠的儿子，要承认他就是基督，这太困难了，对不对？
It's very difficult for him to accept a person who is just a few years older than me than he, and he just came from the countryside, a son of a carpenter, as the Messiah.
我们知道，若不是主亲自的显现。
It's not the Lord to appear to him.
他根本不可能有这样的一个转变。
And it is impossible for him to make such a change.
那我们这些外邦人呢？
And for us, Gentiles,
我们没有这个背景。
We don't have such a background.
我们从无知到接受。
And we come from ignorance to acceptance.
虽然不大容易。
And it's not so easy.
但是比起保罗来讲还是容易一点。
But comparatively speaking, it's easier.
啊，像保罗这样的人能够相信。耶稣就是基督，这真是不容易。
And for a person like Paul to believe Jesus is the Christ is very difficult.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那么他一旦眼睛得开
，When his eyes were open，
认识耶稣就是基督。
And then know that Jesus is the Christ.
认识他就是神的儿子。
And he is the Son of God.
并且承认他是从死里复活的。
And confess that he was raised from the dead.
所以因此就开始。起来传扬这个福音
，Therefore he rose up and preached the gospel，
就到处证明耶稣是基督
，And then he proved that Jesus is Christ。
我们也知道他在这个地中海的沿岸很多的城市里面造成非常大的轰动
，And we know that he caused a lot of turmoil along the cities, the cities along the Mediterranean.
但是我们知道这只是保罗开端的一个经历。
But we know that it is just a beginning experience of Paul.
但是工作并没有停留在这里。
And God's work did not stop there.
今天呢，我们觉得在地上的教会。
And today we feel like churches are
here. 我们有一个情况是真的是很可惜的。
And sometimes we are such a shame.
我们知道福音是重要的。
We know that the gospel is important.
但是福音只不过是神整个工作的一个开端。
And yet the gospel is just the beginning of God's entire work.
但是今天我们很多神的儿女好像除了福音之外呢，那么就是福音。
And yet for many children of God, besides the gospel, it's still gospel.
那么有的人告诉我说，那我们目的就是传福音啊。
And some people told me that, the purpose, our purpose is just to preach the gospel.
我说你传完了怎么办呢？
And I asked him, what will you do after you preach the gospel?
那么再传呢？
And he said, we're going to continue to preach.
今天早晨我们年长的弟兄也提到了。
And this morning our elder brother already mentioned.
是的，福音是重要的。
Yes, the gospel is important.
我们也感谢主。
And we also thank the Lord.
我想大多数的圣徒来讲
，And for most saints,
对耶稣是基督的这个信仰，我们是守住的。
And we have a kept the belief that Jesus is the Christ.
很少基督徒啊，真正的重生得救之后，还会否认他的信仰，对吧
？A few Christians, if they are truly they truly believe they will deny their this belief.
我们也感谢主，在2000年教会历史中
，We already thank the Lord for the 2000 years of church history.
很多基督徒守住这个基本的信仰
，Many Christians have kept this basic truth.
受到很多的逼迫
，They have suffered much of persecution.
甚至有很多人殉道
，And many were martyred.
这是宝贵
，And that's the precious.
但是弟兄姊妹们
，And yet, brothers,
我们从保罗的一生来看
through Paul's life,
这只不过是一个开端的一个工作。
This is just the beginning of the work.
是的，保罗像许多圣徒一样坚守这一个。
Yes, just like many other saints, Paul held on to this.
无论到哪里跟别人争辩，就是证明耶稣是基督。
And no matter where he went, he just argued with others to prove that Jesus is the Christ.
只有他就是神的儿子。
And preaching that he is the Son of God.
只有他的救恩。
And preaching his salvation.
只有他从死里复活的主。
And that's the fact that he was raised from the dead.
弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers,
我们晓得这是大马色路上神给他逆向的 其中的一部分，这个开端的一部分。
And we know that that is a part of the vision he received from the way to Damascus. That's the beginning.
但是从保罗身上让我们看见，神给他的不止这一点。
And yet in life of Paul, we can see that this is not just what God has given to him.
我想我们没有时间能够把这个十三封书信所有的内容都简单的介绍。
I don't think we have a time to go through all these 13 epistles.
然后我们会发现一件事情
，And yet we can find one thing.
这个大马士路上的异象
，The visions are given to him on the way to Damascus.
是到了保罗第一次被关在罗马监牢里面的时候
，And that was not until when Paul was imprisoned for the first time.
这个异象的启示达到高峰
，And that revelation has reached its apex.
我们看见神用一个很奇特的方式，很奇特的方式。把这个意象最终极的那个内容启示给保罗。
We can see that God used a very peculiar way to reveal the ultimate purpose of that vision to Paul.
那么，神用锁链把他锁在罗马的监牢里。
God chained him with a chain in the prison of Rome.
所以在以弗所书第三章里面，保罗就说到。他说：“你们知道我是为主被囚的。”
And therefore, in Ephesians chapter 3, Paul says that I am chained for the Lord.
从外表看起来是罗马人把他锁住了，对不对？
Outwardly speaking, he was chained by the Romans.
但是保罗里面很清楚是主把他囚禁起来了。
And yet in his heart, he was very clear he was chained by the Lord.
那么神要把一个重大的启示赐给他。
And God wants to reveal something important to him.
所以神必须把他锁住。
Therefore, God has to chain him up.
所以这里也包含了重要的意念在里面。
So therefore, this is a very important thought here.
今天我们要达到那个意象的高峰。
If today we are to reach the apex of the revelation,
我们天然的肉体必须被神拘禁。
And our natural flesh has to be chained or confined by the Lord.
像我弟兄们所讲的，今天如果我们还是按照自己的意思，我们自己定规、自己做、自己发热心。
And just our brother shared, if we today we still go our own way with our own zeal,
就是我们就达不到神所要的这个他的目的的高峰。
Then we cannot reach the apex of what God desires.
所以为什么神要用锁链把保罗锁起来呢？
Why did God would like to chain up Paul?
这说明一件事情。
That is to explain one thing.
天然的生命必须要被捆锁住。
And the natural life has to be chained.
这样神才有路。
Therefore, in this way,
神才能把他荣耀的启示出来。
And God can find His way to reveal His glorious revelation.
所以在罗马的监牢里面
，So in the prisons of Rome,
神把大马士路上的意象的终极的目的那个光景启示在保罗的里面。
And God revealed the ultimate purpose of the vision of Damascus in Paul.
保罗在他的书信里面讲。这是历史历代所隐藏的奥秘。
And Paul mentioned in his epistle saying that it is the mystery hidden throughout generations.
现在神使他明白了。
Now God made it known to him.
所以我们看见从保罗年轻的时候被主得着。
And we can see that Paul was again by the Lord from his youth.
到现在他已经六十多岁。
And now he is in his 60s.
啊，那么神终于能把他完全的心意启示给他的仆人。
Now God can reveal His complete will and the heart to His servant.
所以当我们讲到保罗能守住所信的道，
So when we mention that Paul have kept the faith,
这个所信的道，这个信仰，必须是包括从大马士路上开端，一直到罗马监牢里面所有的荣耀的启示。
And that faith will have to include from the beginning of the way to Damascus, the vision all the way into the imprisonment in Rome.
弟兄姊妹，保罗用他自己的经历告诉我们。
And Paul used his own experience to tell us.
如果不是这样的守住。
If we are not keeping in this way,
神的心不能满足。
God's heart cannot be satisfied.
我们不可能得奖赏。
And we cannot gain the reward.
这个弟兄姊妹们，是我们每一个弟兄姊妹在主跟你需要知道的。
And it is something that each one of us needs to know.
感谢主。
So, thank the Lord.
在罗马的监牢里面，保罗写了四封重要的书信。
In Romans prison, Paul wrote four very important epistles.
而这四封书信
，and these are four important epistles.
正是大马在路上意象的最高峰的启示。
And that was the apex revelation from the, of the visions of Damascus.
我想我借我们用一点点的时间，我们把这四卷书里面的内容简单的再和弟兄姊妹们说明一下。
And this more evening, I would like to use it briefly to go through these four letters to touch upon some important points.
因为这个意象的这个终极的启示
，because of the ultimate purpose of that vision，
正是今天地上的教会所忽略的
，is has been ignored, neglected by the churches on earth today.
对，很多时候我们所守住的只不过是局部的东西。
And so a lot of times, what we have been keeping is something partial.
所愿主开我们的眼睛
，so may the Lord open our eyes，
能够看见神借着保罗所要向我们启示的。
So that we can truly see what the Lord revealed to us through Paul.
我们首先来看哥罗西书。
So first, let's look at the Colossians.
我想哥罗西书里面最重要的一句话就是神的奥秘就是基督。
The very important word in the book of Colossians is that the mystery of God is Christ.
保罗曾经认识主耶稣基督是神的儿子。
Paul came to know that.The Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
是从死里复活的。
He was raised from the dead.
是神所要立的基督。
And he was the Christ that God wants to establish.
我们也看见他的书信里面，他也大量的运用了基督来解决一切所有的问题。
And also in his epistles, he used Christ to solve all kinds of problems.
真的是基督是一切问题的解答。
And indeed, Christ is the answer to all questionings.
但是到了这个时候
and yet, as he comes to
the end, 进一步的启示他
God continues to reveal to him.
基督不仅是一些问题的解答，基督更是神的奥秘。
And Christ is not only the answer to all problems or questions, but Christ is also the mystery of God.
所以在哥罗西书第一章的里面
Therefore in Colossians chapter 1,
我们可以看见耶稣基督那个奥秘的深位。
And we can see Christ in his mysterious person.
首先他给我们看见在神格的里面。
And first we can see that in the Godhead.
他是神的爱子。
And he is the beloved Son of God.
是神的像。
And he is the image of the invisible God.
是他把神表现出来了。
He expressed God.
弟兄姊妹们。
And the brothers,
他这里。在神格中的奥秘的地位
and he has this mysterious position in the Godhead
我想弟兄姊妹们我们读到这些话的时候
so brothers and sisters says, we read this word
我们真是感谢神
we really thank God
若不是主耶稣基督
if it were not for Christ
我们根本不可能认识神
and we cannot know God
那么弟兄姊妹不仅你知道有神
and not only you do know there's a God
并且基督把神的整个性情把他的性格完全表现出来了
and Christ has manifested the nature and also character of God
那么他接着再说
and he continues to say
原来在整个万有的创造里面
so in all creation
基督也是一个大奥秘
and Christ is a big mystery
所以他在这里说当初神创造万有的时候万有是在他里面被创造出来的
so he said that when God created all things were created in him
也是借着他创造的
also through him
最后也是归给他的
and also for him
就是那么
so brothers and sisters
我想如果今天呢叫一个科学家要来明白这些话，我看是很困难。
And I think for us, it is very hard for scientists to understand these words.
你无论用什么数学公式，你也推算不出这个东西来。
And no matter what kind of mathematical formula, you cannot do this calculation.
一直到今天，人都不知道这个宇宙是怎么形成的。
And even till today, nobody knows the origin of the universe.
我们只觉得可能是一个物质上的变化产生出来的。
And we feel like it is just a change in material.
一个能量上的变化产生出来的。
It's a change in energy.
你永远不会想到。神创造整个的万有是在基督里创造出来的。
It will never come to you that God created all things in Christ.
这是何等的奥秘呀
！It is such a mystery.
啊，难怪弟兄姊妹们
，and no wonder.
我们看见在圣经里面告诉我们，整个万有都具备有我们基督的特性在里面。
So all creations that would have the trace of Christ.
就我们读圣经说，这些动物可以用来预表。
And therefore, as we read the Bible, that some animals cannot be used as a type.
啊，我们看见那个植物也可以有预表。
And then, some plants can be used as a type.
甚至那个没有生物的什么石头都可以拿来预表。
And even lifelessness like a stone, so they can be used as a type.
太阳、月、星都有属灵的含义。
And there's a special meaning to the sun and to the moon.
原来神创造整个万有是在它里面创造。
Because God created all things in Him.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so, brothers and sisters,
我们的主在整个万有里面有一个奥秘的地位
Our Lord has this mysterious position in all creation
这是神给保罗的一个看见
And this is a seeing that God given to Paul
这也是那今天所有神儿女们的看见
And that would become the seeing for all God's children
是透过他
And just through him
最后一切都归给他
And in the end all things will be unto him.
所以难怪神今天让我们在地上这个短暂的存留。
And no wonder God will allow us to stay on this earth briefly.
我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲。
Often I mention to brothers and sisters.
在我们身上什么都不是我们的。
And in our bodies, nothing belongs to us.
一切都是暂时给你用的。
And they are just for temporary use only.
连你的衣服都是暂时给你用的。
And this is also true for your clothes.
我们都知道，有一天我们走了，什么也带不去的。
And because one day as we depart, we can bring nothing with us.
圣经讲了，万有都归给他的，所以你没份。
Because the Bible says that all things belong to Him, so you have no part of it.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
神叫我们在他里面得到永远的福分。
And yet, God made us to claim the eternal portion blessings in Him.
所以我们基督徒爱世界、爱物质是不划算的事情。
So it is not a good deal for Christians to love the world, to love material things.
所以我们不需要羡慕人家有这个有那个。
So we don't have any other people to have this or that.
因为这些都是暂时给你用用。
Because those are just for temporary use.
因为圣经里面神已经有定规了。
Because this has been determined in the Bible.
弟兄姊妹们，
所以
在神整个万有的创造里面，基督有一个非常奥秘的一个神位在里面。
In God's creation, all His creation, Christ has this mysterious position.
那么他们进一步的讲到，在教会中。基督也有一个奥秘的身位。
They continue to say that in the church, Christ has a mysterious position.
他这里说教会，基督是教会的头。
He said that Christ is the head of the church.
是个元首。
He's the head.
好，我们现在弟兄姊妹们都能明白。
Now we can all understand it.
原来在神创世之前，神心中有这个基督的意念的时候，这是一个宇宙人。
And before the foundation of the world, when God has this thought, a mind concerning Christ, it is the universal man.
啊，那个头是我们的主耶稣。
And that head is our Lord Jesus Christ.
身体是教会。
And the body is the church.
哇，这个话我们都懂。
And we understand this word.
你再想一想，就不会不懂了。
And but you put some thought into it, then you
will
know. Because it is a great mystery.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
所以神在这里。给保罗看见神的奥秘就是基督。
And here Paul, God allowed Paul to see that God's mystery is Christ.
到了第三章里面
，As we come to chapter three，
这是我们很熟悉的话。
And this is a very familiar word.
在教会中，基督是一切又在一切之内。
So in the church, Christ is all and in all.
其实这些话呢，弟兄姊妹，我们到今天都是似懂非懂，对不对？
For this word, we seem to understand, actually we don't.
你从字面上懂了。
And we understand by the word.
你真实的意义还是不懂。
But the actual meaning is probably we don't quite get it.
所以呢，他说这是奥秘。
Therefore, it is a mystery.
奥秘就是你好像懂了又不懂。
Mystery means that as if you understand, but actually you don't.
你好像不懂又懂一点。
As if you don't understand it, but somehow you understand somewhat.
弟兄姊妹们
，and so brothers and sisters，
保罗在世的日子
，and in the days of Paul，
他也告诉我们说呢，我们如今好像对着镜子观看
，he told us today as we are looking into a mirror，
模糊不清的
，it's a kind of blurry，
但是有一天
，but one day，
当完全者来到的时候
，when the perfect ones come，
我们就完全明白
，then we will have a full understanding，
弟兄姊妹们
，so brothers and sisters，
我们从一次的救恩，接受耶稣基督做救主。
So as we receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior,
我们不知道自己落到多么大的福气的里面。
We don't know what kind of big blessings we have fallen into.
这个福气要等到主回来，我们才完全知道。
And that blessings we won't understand fully until the Lord returns.
所以圣经鼓励我们。
So therefore, the Bible refers
us 在地上的年日。
So we need to treasure our days on earth.
好好的爱主。
To love the Lord.
不然到那里眼睛一开锁，第一件事情就懊悔。
Otherwise, as our eyes are open, and then we will regret.
并且是咬牙切齿的懊悔。
And then we regret, and then we will gnash our teeth.
因为我们实在是对不起。
Because we shortchange him.
所以求主怜悯我们。
So may the Lord have mercy
on us.的启示的光就临到我们。
May even today the light of His revelation will be upon us.
不仅我们看见基督在教会中间这个奥秘的身位
，Not only do we see that the mysterious position of Christ in the church.
他在进一步的讲到
，He continues to say
讲到基督十字架奥秘的工作
，And talk about the cross of Christ, the mysterious work.
今天呢，我们把十字架呢当做一个很平常的道理在说了。
And today we have made the cross as a common doctrine.
其实对于十字架
，but actually concerning the cross，
也是一样，我们好像懂又不懂的。
It's the same way we understand. We understand it, but actually we
好像不懂又好像懂。
And as if we do not understand it, but
somehow we do. 主的死，实际上是死，是一个极大的奥秘。
The death on the cross, the Lord's death on the cross is a great mystery.
这个是主耶稣基督的一个荣耀的工作。
And it is a glorious work of our Lord Jesus Christ.
是我们教会中间所最宝贵最重要的一个工作。
It is the most precious and important work in the church.
但是至少我们知道一件事情。
At least we know one thing.
因他流血。
Because of his bleeding,
我们跟神之间和好。
We have been reconciled.
关系都和好。
We have been reconciled with all men.
我们跟所有一切人都和好。
And we have been reconciled with all men.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
所以在哥罗西书的里面。
So in the book of Colossians,
保罗现在知道神的奥秘就是基督。
And then Paul came to know that God's mystery is Christ.
啊，这个。远超过了我们的人类的思想新世界所能完全明白的东西。
That is way beyond our understanding.
但是感谢神。
But really thank God.
神把它启示出来。
God revealed that to him.
并且这个成为我们信仰的非常重要的一部分。
And that become a very important part of our belief.
那么到了以弗所书
As we come to the book of Ephesians,
我想最重要的一句话
And the most important thing
就是教会是他的身体
And the church is his body
弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and
sisters 保罗一直在写以弗所书的时候
When Paul wrote the book of Ephesians
他就把教会的根源从哪里来的那么实质实际写出来了
And wrote the origin of the church
那么这原来是在神心中老早有的一个计划
And that was a plan in the heart of God
这是在神里面所定的一个荣耀的旨意。
And that was a glorious will and purpose in the heart of God.
教会不是你我眼睛今天看见的这些外面的这种基督教的这种的光景。
And the church is not the outward appearance of the Christianity today.
如果你真正看见教会的意义
，If you truly see the meaning of the church，
弟兄姊妹们，
我认识，
就知道今天我们所谓教会的生活所能表现的，那是非常低俗的一件事情。
The church life we can express today is very low.
那么，在以弗所书里面，
所以呢，报告
的教会的起源。从神永远的旨意里面把它启示出来。
And the origin of the church was revealed from God's eternal purpose.
并且保罗提醒我们。
And Paul also reminds us.
教会是神在地上最大的工作。
And the church is God's greatest work on the earth.
父子圣灵都尽他们的全力在做这件事情。
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit has exhausted all they have.
这是神心中最大的宝贝。
And this is what is the most the precious treasure.
所以我们应当被提醒。
So we need to be reminded.
当我们摸到主的时候，我们要有敬畏。
And when we touch the Lord, then we should have a heart of reverence.
今天我摸到教会，你心中也要有敬畏。
When you touch the church, you should have this reverence.
这是神在地上最大的工作。
Because this is the greatest work of God.
教会不是人的工作。
The church is not the work of man.
不是任何的组织团体的工作。
It's not the work of any organization.
教会是神在地上最大的一个工作。
The church is the greatest work of God.
创造万有，创造人类，就是为了得罪教会。
He created all things, created man in order to gain the church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这也是我们主耶稣基督救赎终极的一个目的。
And that is also the ultimate purpose of our Lord Jesus Christ's salvation.
所以这里保罗就说，教会就是他的身体。
Therefore, Paul says here, the church is the body of Christ.
是他的身体才有丰满的表现。
Yes, it is the body, then there is a manifestation of fullness.
今天我们在地上可以经历。
So today we can experience on earth.
当然不可能完全的表现。
Of course, it cannot be in the full expression.
所以在教会历史上有几个时期。
So therefore, in the church history, there are several era ages.
我们看见当教会的光景能够略略的达到谁心中所要的光景的时候呢？你看那个时代它是荣耀的，是丰满的时代。
So if the church reached what God desired, somewhat, then that for that age it is the hold of glory.
使徒时代第一个世纪，可以教会出来荣耀无比。
The first century, the apostolic age, and when the church appeared, it was filled with glory.
后来就失落了。
And then it started to decline.
一直到了弟兄运动开始。
It was not until the brethren movement.
短暂时期的出现。
And that appeared again for a short period of time.
很快又失落。
And then it declined again.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters,
我们需要认识教会真实的意义。
We need to know the true meaning of the church.
那么保罗在这里着重地告诉我们，教会是他的身体。
And Paul says here with emphasis that the church is the body of Christ.
我们知道在这之前啊，
we know that before this.
保罗在他的书信里面也提到身体。
And Paul also mentioned the body in his letters.
但是无论在罗马书或者哥林多前书，
and either it is in the book of Romans or in the First Corinthians，
好像保罗在那里还是用一个比喻的说法。
And as if Paul still uses an analogy。
啊，正如就如，好像是一个比喻的说法。
He used the word as just as， and he as if he was using it as an analogy。
等到他到了罗马的监牢里面的时候，
as he was in the prison of Rome，
以弗所书的光进来了，
and the light of Ephesians that came into him，
他就看见这个不是一个比喻，这就是基督的身体。
And he saw that it's no longer an analogy， but it is the body of Christ.
今天我们有很多弟兄姊妹解释大马色路上的意象。
And then today many brothers are explaining the vision of the way to the Damascus.
我们说他在大马色城外已经经历了基督的身体。
And we already mentioned that he already experienced the body of Christ on his way to Damascus.
因为他逼迫基督徒就是逼迫主。
Because when he persecuted the Christians, he was persecuting the Lord.
但是我们相信，在那个时候，保罗并不认识教会就是基督的身体。
But I believe that Paul didn't understand that the church is the body of Christ.
而这个真理呢，是在罗马的监牢里面才启示出来的。
And that truth was revealed in the prison in Rome.
这是对今天地上教会重大的启示。
And it is a great revelation to the churches today.
所以在以弗所书第四章就告诉我们，
Therefore in Ephesians chapter 4,
教会就在身体的侍奉里面，
Only the church in the body ministry
才能完成那职事的侍奉，
Can fulfill the ministry of that ministry.
所以在基督的身体之外，一切的组织做法都是错误的。
And all the organizations or methods outside of the body are wrong.
我们为什么今天不能接纳所谓的一些这些有阶级的这种的说法呢？
And that's why we cannot accept that there's this organization of the clergy.
所以今天我们晓得，因为什么？我们是基督身体上的肢体。
And why is that? Because we are the body, members of the body of Christ. And we are all brothers and sisters in the church. And we only have one father. And we have different functions in the body. And yet there is no difference in position.
所以呢，我们不需要在教会的这个特别的一个地位，特别的衔头，不需要。
So we don't need special positions or special titles.
并且每个肢体都应当尽当尽的功用。
And all members shall fulfill shall function as the
让身体的侍奉能够显出来。
So that the body ministry can be expressed.
弟兄姊妹们。
And so, brothers,
教会历史证实一件事情。
Church history proves one thing.
这个真理是不容易接受的。
And it is very hard to accept this truth.
并且也是守不住的。
And it's difficult to keep.
如果你把教会历史稍微看一下。
So if you look at the church history,
从第二三个世纪开始就守不住了。
And from the second or third century, and this truth was not able to be kept.
变成天主教的时候是完全的变质。
And once it comes to the Catholic Church, and it has a change in essence.
其实到了改教的运动。
Even come to the Reformation.
在基本经文的真理上恢复了。
And you have been revived concerning the basic truth.
但是身体的侍奉还是没有的。
And yet there was no body ministry.
在弟兄运动的时候。
And during the Brethren Movement.
这个真理开启的比较明亮。
And that truth was revealed in more light.
但是可悲啊。
And but very sad.
今天这个光逐渐又开始暗淡。
And that light become a dimmer again.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
And so brothers and sisters,
这是神给保罗的启示。
This is revelation God gave to Paul.
这是他在信心中所要持守的。
And this is what he needed to keep in his faith.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
我们知道这两卷书。
We know that these two letters.
实在是新约圣经中最高的启示。
And there is the highest revelation in the New Testament.
也是大马士路上意象的高峰。
And that is also the apex of the visions of Damascus.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
在监牢里不仅有哥罗西书，不仅有以弗所书。
So in the prison, there were not only the Colossians and also the Ephesians.
还有腓立比书。
But also Philippians.
腓立比书说明什么呢？
So what does the Philippians say?
腓立比书说明基督是我们生活的秘诀。
The book of Philippians says that Christ is the secret of our living.
这不仅是一个需要认识的。
And it is not something that we need to know.
必须是在我们生活中需要经历的。
But we also need to experience that in our living.
在腓立比书第四章的里面。
So in Philippians chapter 4,
保罗说我得到了秘诀。
Paul says, I have gained the secret.
我们知道这个秘诀这个字原文跟奥秘是同一个字。
And we know that in the original, the secret and the mystery, actually they are the one word.
就是神，保罗把神的奥秘变成他生活的秘诀。
And that says that Paul has turned God's mystery into the secret of his daily living.
这是多么重要的一件事情。
It is such an important matter.
因为我们讲到基督徒的生活。
But as we are talking about the Christian living,
我们不是照着圣经字面教条的东西来活的。
And we are not just live according to the letters in the Bible.
你要懂得什么是秘诀。
You have to understand what the secret is.
你得到了秘诀。
If you have gained the secret,
保罗说我就能处这个处那个处贫穷处软处这个富足。
And of course, then I can in the poverty, then I can in prosperity.
啊，你看我们今天基督徒在地上生活啊，我们最怕就是这个处了，处来处去啊，处得一塌糊涂。
And for Christians on earth, we are very afraid of being in this condition or in that condition.
啊，这个说明什么？说明我们没有活出秘诀。
And what does it say? It says that we have not gained the secret.
我们不懂得什么是奥秘。
We don't know what the mystery is.
像保罗一样，他懂得奥秘。
Just like Paul, he knew what the mystery is.
并且他这个奥秘变成他生活的秘诀。
And he has also turned the mystery into the secret for his daily living.
因此他可以说，我靠着那加给我力量，凡事都能做。
Therefore, he says that according to the one who strengthened me, I can do all things.
保罗在基督里是个自由的人。
And Paul was a free man in Christ.
是个富足的人。
And he was a rich man in Christ.
那么弟兄姊妹们，现在就知道追求这个基督的这个宝贵。
And now he knew that the preciousness of pursuing after the Christ.
他说最好每个基督徒啊，我们的心思意念都能转成像基督的心思意念。
And he said that all our minds and attitudes should turn like the that of the Christ.
啊，用我们的这个旧有的心思，这个不对的心思。
Because our old thoughts and minds are wrong.
所以我们前面的弟兄们告诉我们。
Therefore, the brothers ahead of us are told us.
我们基督徒得救是我们的生命是新的，但是我们的思想是旧的。
And after we believe in the Lord, our life is new and yet our mind is still old.
所以我们的思想是影响我们的生活的。
And that our minds will affect our daily living.
所以我们活来活去还是那个老样子。
So we live in this way and that way we're still in this old way.
如果我们的心思意念更新了，
if our mind can be renewed,
像我们的主了，
and to be like our Lord,
那么自然你生活就能把这新生活活出来。
Then naturally we can live out this new life.
不仅这样，保罗也立定了一个标杆。
Not only that, Paul also have a set a goal.
他说我现在忘记背后，努力面前了。
He said, I'm gonna forget what lies behind and reach forward.
那么在这本书里面，他告诉我们向着标杆怎样的追求呢？
And in Philippians, he says, how should we pursue after the goal?
他说第一个是我认识基督。
He said, first let me know Christ.
他说我以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
Concerning knowing Christ as the treasure.
是我们基督徒要坚定的追求认识基督。
Yes, for Christians, we need to pursue to know Christ.
你不要光知道他是救主。
You don't just know him as your savior.
你不要知道他光是他有一点点的祝福和一点的恩典。
And we're just to receive some blessings or grace from him.
基督是无限量的。
And the Christ is unlimited.
基督的丰富是无止境的。
And his rich is unlimited.
我们要坚定的追求认识他。
And we need to pursue to know him.
不仅认识他。
Not only to know him.
保罗说我要得着他。
He said, I need to gain him.
哎，我丢弃万事看作粪土来得着他。
And I will suffer the loss forsake all things in order to gain him.
所以保罗的经历告诉我们。
So therefore, from Paul's experience,
你要更多的得着，你要学会更多的丢。
And if you want to gain more, then you will know how to forsake more.
今天我们丢不下来就得不着。
If you cannot suffer the loss, then you cannot gain.
啊，所以你看见我们。这个舍不得，那个也舍不得，对不对呀？
And a lot of times we cannot let go of this, we cannot let go of that.
求主在这个聚会里面向我们大施怜悯。
May the Lord will give a great mercy in this meeting.
要把我们过去那个错误的守的东西，通通把它丢掉。
And we need to let go of the things that we kept before.
弟兄姊妹们，
保
罗说：“我看万事如同粪土。”
He said, "I consider all things but dross."
包括了我们今天所未看见的一些的工作。
And including the things we consider work.
我也要得着基督。
In order to gain Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so, brother,
他不仅得着基督。
Not only did he gain Christ.
他生命中间亲身享受主的自己。
But also in his daily living, he enjoyed the Lord himself.
成为他里面的喜乐。
And the Lord has
Christ 成为他里面的满足。
Christ became the joy and the satisfaction.
脸上带着锁链，脚上带着脚镣。
And he has a chain in his hands of a fetter on his feet.
他写信对腓立比弟兄姊妹说：“你们应当喜乐。”
And he wrote a letter to the brothers and sisters in Philippi. You need to rejoice.
我把这些话写给你们，与我并不为难。
And you need to rejoice.
啊，弟兄姊妹们带着锁链很快乐。
And he was there, he was rejoicing in chains.
啊，我们不需要带锁链就不快乐了。
And we don't feel rejoice even without chains.
因为他懂得享受基督。
Because he knew how to enjoy Christ.
弟兄姊妹，他说现在活着的不再是我，是基督在我里面活着。
And he says that he's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
他不仅这样，他说我要彰显基督。
But not only that, he said that I need to manifest Christ.
他一句很有名的话告诉我们。
Very famous word, he said.
他说我活着就是基督，我死了就是有益处。
He said that to live is Christ and to die is gain.
To me to live is Christ.
And for me to live is Christ.
To die is gain.
And to die is gain.
死了就得着。
And to die is gain.
哇，我们懂得他的话吗？
And do we understand what he said?
他说无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上造成显大。
And whether death or life, and may the Lord be manifest in me.
苦难来了。
And when affliction comes,
表现基督。
And to manifest Christ. And the persecution. And I need to manifest Christ. And the things that are in my way. To manifest Christ. And in the good times, to manifest Christ. The brothers and sisters. And the Paul knew. The mystery of God. Is the secret of his daily living. So dear brothers and sisters. This is a high revelation of God. And also God's great grace. And Thank
God. 过去有菲律比书讲到基督徒最需要的经历。
And not only do we have the book of Philippians to talking about the basic experience of a Christian.
他在这么高大的启示的时候，他写了腓立门书。
But also in such a great revelation, he also wrote the book of Philemon.
弟兄姊妹们，腓立门书说明什么呢？
So what does Philemon say?
说明在爱中表现了基督的度量。
He says that to express the measure of Christ in love.
是神的奥秘。
So the mystery of God
is
something that we can experience in our daily living.
那么在这个度量的里面,
so in this measure, we can accept that we cannot accept before.
大家都知道那个阿尼西姆呢，本来是腓立门那个奴隶，
And we know that Onesimus was a slave in Philip.
今天我们来看这个小事情。
And as we consider this, probably is just a trivial matter.
对有些人来讲，也不一定小事情。如果你度量狭窄，也是大事情。
And but if you are very narrow, probably it will become a big matter to you.
在古代更不行了。
And in ancient times, it was not easy.
一个奴隶跑掉了，偷了家里东西就跑掉了。
Slave stole something from the household and the fled.
然后接着回来的要把他像弟兄一样接待。
Now he returns, you need to treat him as your brother.
要是没有基督的度量，你根本做不到，对不对？
Without the measure of Christ, you cannot do it.
感谢神。
We thank God.
腓立门是一个爱神的人。
Philemon is the one who loved God.
所以保罗可以劝他。
Therefore, Paul was able to
respond.
You need to accept him. You need to accept that it's not acceptable. And that was also be able to turn the useless into someone useful.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so, brothers and sisters,
大马色路上的异象,
the vision on the way to Damascus,
必须到了。 保罗在监牢里，罗马监牢里面的时候
，and has come to the prison in Rome.
这个整个的意义是他的完整的一个情况
，and the meaning will be in his fullness.
所以这个就是使徒保罗今天所守住的
，and this is what Paul kept.
弟兄姊妹们
，so brothers and sisters,
我们要晓得
，we need to know.
就着保罗的遭遇来讲。
According to Paul's experiences,
他个人忠心的侍奉上来讲,
and in his faithful service,
这是他个人独特的东西,
and that was something particular to him.
这个我们永远也赶不上他,
and we cannot catch up with him.
因为弟兄讲得很好,
and one brother said this very well.
你这一辈子你无论怎么样去改，永远赶不上保罗,
and no matter how you pursue all your lifetime, you cannot pursue, you cannot catch up with Paul.
啊, 这个我们也承认,
that's true, and we have to admit that.
但是我们要记得一件事情,
but one thing we have to remember,
神的意象中说启示给保罗这个完整的信仰,
the complete belief revealed from God to Paul.
这个是给所有的圣徒的,
and that is for all the saints.
今天如果我们 在神的这个信仰中只守了这个开端的一部分，也是 concerning this faith or belief if we just keep
the beginning of it，
或者好一点，是否一点点比较多一点的生命的经历，or
we continue to probably better yet we keep a little bit more life experiences，
这个都是不够的。
and yet it's still not enough.
所以神在同一个世纪。
Therefore, in the same
神特别做工在保罗的身上。
In the same century, and Paul particularly did his work.
就是要把他做成一个榜样。
To make him as an example.
借着他向所有圣徒说话。
To speak to all the saints through him.
神给保罗的启示。
The revelation he gave to Paul.
是给教会的启示。
Is the revelation to the saints.
是给所有圣徒们的启示。
To all the saints.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
今天我们知道了,
today we know,
神有这个托付在我们身上,
and God has this entrustment to us.
那么到底我们守什么?
And what do we keep?
保罗说, 所信的, 我守住了。
Paul says that I have a kept the faith.
从此之后有公义的冠冕为我举。
And therefore there is a crown of righteousness laid up for me.
所以今天首先我们必须要知道, 我们当守什么东西。
So first of all, we need to know what are we keeping.
从保罗的经历里面告诉我们，这个信仰所有全部的内容是什么。
And from Paul's experience, we can see that the complete contents of this faith.
这个才是我们今天真正的在主跟前所需要持守的。
And this is what we need to keep before the Lord.
感谢我们的神。
Really thank our God.
他是何等的怜惜我们。
And because he has treasured us so much.
弟兄姊妹们
and the brothers,
时候已经到末了
and the time has come to the end
我们再说
we say it again
主宽容我们
and the Lord has forbeared us
主还给我们机会
and the Lord has given us the opportunity
如果我们的人生要能像保罗一样能有美好的结局
if our life would like to be Paul should have a good end
我们要爱慕主的显现
we need to love his appearance
我们必须守住他要我们守住
And we need to keep what he wanted us to keep.
所以主耶稣说
Therefore the Lord Jesus says,
信神所差来的
Believe in him, whom he
sent,
and it is the word of God.
保罗告诉我们
And Paul tells us,
要守住基督全部的意义
You need to keep the entire meaning of Christ.
真是的师父
And this is the true ministry.
我们请弟兄在这祷告
Let's bow our heads and the word of prayer.
主我们满心的感谢你
Lord we want to thank you with all our heart
你在你救恩里面所给我们的是远超过我们所能明白的
And what you have given to us in your salvation is beyond our understanding
到底我们在你里面得到了多少的福分
And the blessings we have received in you
也是今天我们无法完全明白
It's beyond our, what we can fathom
但是我们感谢你
But we thank you
已经给了我们
You have given that to us
像完全给保罗一样
That's why you have given it completely to us
我们谢谢你借着使徒保罗
We thank you through the Apostle Paul
他一生的经历
And through his life
他所忍受的一切的劳苦
What he has suffered what he has labored
甚至最后殉道
And he was a martyr
却把你荣耀的心意向我们做了一个完全的启示
And he has revealed your complete glorious will to us
这个应该是我们今天在信心中所持守的
And this is what we need to keep in our faith
主啊救我们脱离一切的肤浅
The Lord has delivered us from our shallowness
救我们脱离基督道理的开端
And delivered us from the beginning of the word of Christ
让我们能竭力地进入完全
So that we can enter into perfection
主啊我们渴望
Lord, we desire.
我们的人生能像保罗一样。
Our lives could be like a Paul.
能有一个美好的结局。
To have a good end.
主啊，让我们爱慕主你的显现。
And may we love your appearing.
愿这些日子圣灵把这个爱浇灌下来。
May this day the Holy Spirit will pour this love in us.
充满每一颗心。
And fill each heart.
让我们丢弃过去所有。
So that we forsook what we have,
忘记背后的
and we forget what lies behind,
能够努力面前的
and we can reach
能够向着这个标杆往前
and we can reach forward to
是吧？愿今天在地上
and may the days on earth
你还能够得着一般真实侍奉你的人
you can gain a group of people who truly serve
是按照你的心意侍奉你的人
and serve you according to your will
主我们感谢你
Lord we thank you
深信你的恩典是我们能够达到
and believe that your grace will make us to reach
我们在从深处把敬拜
And from the depth of our hearts, we would like to give you worship.
垂听我们的祷告
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.